Our top story, more than 200 Sun River residents showed up at last night's meeting about possibly closing the Sun River Post Office. The Postal Service conducted the meeting but wouldn't allow journalists to bring cameras in. State Senator Chris Telfer talked with our news partner, News Channel 21.
This is a public meeting, and I would think the public would be able to
see what goes on.
And I think that's a shame, too. I think we got to look into some of our federal laws here.
Apparently, the Portland Post Office gave orders not to allow cameras inside the meeting. The hundreds who showed up are fighting plans to possibly close the Sun River Post Office in a cost-saving measure. State Representative Gene Wisnant of Sun River is one of many fighting against the U.S. Postal Service's plans to close that office. Wisnant says as a fiscal conservative, he understands the need for the post office to make some tough cuts to stay profitable. But in this case, he believes it isn't a good business decision because the office is profitable and will have to pay the lease on the building until 2017. He says a closure would also have a big impact on seniors and business owners in Sun River.
We have a very a senior population in South Deschutes County in the Sun River area, and they depend upon the post office for their medication delivery. They don't like to have it come to a box in their home because of theft and things like that. And second is many Sun River businesses depend upon that post office for their operation.
The post office says that office generates about $500,000 a year in revenue, and they say $600,000 is the cutoff point. Sun River is the largest post office in Oregon, slated for closure. The slow but steady growth of Deschutes County over the past 26 years means that the Ben Lapine School District can also stretch its wings.
What we are actually seeing is an opportunity for us because our business office did such a great job of projecting our enrollment for this year. We're only over by about 100 students beyond that. So what it means is that we have the opportunity to use additional funds from the state. The funds are tied to the students, and actually bring in some more teachers.
District spokesperson Julianne Repman says they view the growth as a great opportunity to make sure all students have what they need. Currently, the Ben Lapine schools have over 16,300 students in their 27 schools. Repman says just 26 years ago, that number was around 7,000. A national ranking of rich states, poor states puts Oregon near the bottom of the list. Author Jonathan Williams was the keynote speaker at a convention in Sun River earlier this week and stopped by our KBND studios. He says Oregon is ranked number 43 on the yearly ranking of how business-friendly states are. The report measures taxes, regulation, and their approach to labor unions. Williams says Oregon can learn from the more successful states.
Utah is number one for the fourth year in a row. We have South Dakota number two, and my home state of Virginia now at number three. So there's quite a bit of geographical diversity there in terms of the states that are getting things right. Some people would say, well, it's only because of the nice weather and beaches that states are doing well, tourism and that type of thing. And it's absolutely wrong. I mean, you look at California, has lost 1.5 million Californians over the last decade on net, and it's not going to gain a congressional seat for the first time since 1850. It's not the weather that matters, folks. It's the tax climate, it's the cost of doing business, and it's about job creation.
He says Utah, by contrast, has a low and predictable tax system, a 5% flat tax on both income and businesses, he says, and they've also gotten their public pension system under control. The national known author has been featured in the Wall Street Journal, Forbes, and on Fox Business News. He was a guest on KBND's Your Town this morning. China's economy has seen dramatic growth over the last 40 years. It has doubled in size every 8 years. OSU Cascades International Business Professor Julie Elston will be talking about the forces that have led to their tremendous success during a free lunchtime lecture at noon on Wednesday. She says Oregon is already participating in some of China's growth.
China is Oregon's number one foreign export destination. We trade in the billions of dollars a year worth of goods with the Chinese. And a lot of people don't know that. That is a source of income and jobs for Oregonians.
Professor Elston says computers and electronics are the common Oregon products exported to China. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.